Here we are back after a fairly long hiatus for us. We're reading number 30 today, but you may have listened to number 29 only minutes ago. I have no way of knowing. But we haven't actually recorded a persiflage in a number of weeks due to circumstances well within our control. Anyway, glad to be back at it, and here we go. Number 30. 30 is not a dirty word when it refers to an issue of persiflage, apparently. And this one was compiled on October the 11th, 2001. So, the fall. And the first little bit here, which appears to be a short statement of some variety, which has the line above it, "Has Hugh finally lost it?" So that's kind of enticing. Here we go. Those of you who pay any kind of attention to what goes on around here have probably noticed that the format of this publication has changed significantly this week. Here's a footnote. It says, note to readers of the book. I don't know what book that is. The week of October 11th, persiflage appeared in a startling pencil-shaped layout. Not sure how that works, but okay. Continuing. Some of you, probably a very few, are wondering if this is a permanent change. Well, maybe it is, and maybe it isn't. I guess you're just going to have to wait until next week to find out. Can you stand the suspense? Hubris. Well, doesn't affect us one way or the other in our audio format. Okay, first up, is there no solution? Apparently, nothing lasts forever. Not even cold November rain, or so I'm reliably told. And in addition, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Which, I presume, means that you can't have it in the sense of retaining or holding onto it, because it's pretty clear that if you eat your cake, you are having it, in a sense. Well, if that's not clear, I don't know what is. What was my point? Oh yeah, life is really quite a bad deal sometimes. Well, the whole being alive on the planet is pretty neato, really. But the human interaction thing is often pretty vexing. It seems as if there is no clear plan or method for avoiding the heartache and grief that seems to spring from having basically anything to do with your fellow humans. Why is that? None of the major religions seems to have nailed down anything like a plan. And don't hand me that Buddhist detachment crap. When's the last time you saw that work? I thought so. So what are you supposed to do? Just lie back and take it? I think not. We have to take action. Let's put our thinking caps on. I'll give you a minute to find yours. I realize it's been a while. Since kindergarten. Okay, got it? What we all have to concentrate on is finding something that does last forever. At first I thought that perhaps Christmas cake might be the answer. I mean, I've seen that stuff after a couple of years. Okay, I mean eaten. And it still seemed okay. But really, there has to be a more satisfying answer than that, doesn't there? At any rate, I think this might take a little while to figure out. And once we've got that figured out, we'll have to find a way to have our cake and eat it too. If everyone concentrates real hard, then maybe it's possible. And keep those damn hats on. Fran DeLay. I think that might be the first piece by Fran DeLay in this publication. I don't recall seeing it before. Okay, next up is a poem. Sure at the bottom of the glass. Some days when I sit alone in a strange bar, unknown and so unbothered, I begin to think I know who I am. But then a conversation arises, featuring my own oddly familiar voice. And once again, I know I don't. C.F. Maynard. The meaning of that might be beyond me. Okay. Now an essay by Hugh Briss, entitled Hitchcock Was On to Something. I'd just like to take this opportunity to say that I'm very happy to see that the red-winged blackbirds have gone to wherever the hell it is they go in the winter. Now, a lot of people are going to accuse me of being paranoid, but they're wrong. The red-winged blackbirds are really out to get me. I came to this realization quite a few years ago, maybe 15. Before that, I just thought I was having bad luck, that for some reason I was stumbling across unseen nesting or mating sites, and that for this reason I was being attacked by birds who were, after all, roused by my unthinking provocations. This is not the case. There has been a systematic campaign of terror launched against me personally by all red-winged blackbirds. I know that I have made it onto a series of blacklists circulating in their community. No doubt fledglings ingest, along with their mother's regurgitated spewings, a deep-seated hatred of me. They are taught ab ovo that I, for some unknown reason, unknown to me, am the single greatest enemy that they face. They conduct themselves accordingly. Thankfully, I get a break for 7.5 months of the year while they go pester some poor sap in warmer climes. Hang in there, buddy. Before long, it'll be my turn again. Hubris. Well, I guess he doesn't like red-winged blackbirds. Another poem. In League with Satan, this one is entitled. Good heavens. Tuesday night, and I dread the polished lanes and used shoes. Tonight, again, I face that fallen angel who works his evil magic on the wobbling pins. Unfair, it seems, the advantage he takes to make his unholy strikes, and worse still, the power he exercises over my sad, quivering balls. L. Rose Watermelner. Well, that one's just disturbing. Okay, quotations. Stuff that sounds even more profound when sung, apparently. What's the use of getting sober when you're gonna get drunk again? Louis Jordan. If you don't like what you see, why don't you change it? If your world is all screwed up, then rearrange it. Trooper. Don't go changing to try and please me, Billy Joel. And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. You too. And finally, the classified advertisements, a shameless attempt to extort money from our readers. Just why exactly aren't you advertising in Persiflage? You think you're better than me? What precisely are you basing that opinion on? Maximum 40 words for 10 simoleons. Wanted, a large pool-shaped kidney for a boy who carelessly lost his while demonstrating the Macarena. Will pay top dollar. Reply to box 25E. For sale, Herman Munster's neck bolts, slightly used and with a bit of boysenberry jam residue, still tasty, box 456. I am flying to the Canary Islands in December and hate to go alone. Any other birds that feel like wintering there should contact me so that we can collate our travel plans. I will provide the seed bell. Reply to Sammy Sparrow, the tree outside the patio at Barataya. For sale, Sanford Fleming's father's hat. Looks rather like a stuffed marmot, but never mind, a hat it is. And I really, really swear that it did belong to Sanford Fleming's father. I'm just not saying which Sanford Fleming. Box 2. Well, that's it. That was Persiflage number 30. So, normally at this point I say next week number 31. and I'm going to say it, next week, number 31. But, you know, these problems with technology and so forth arise from time to time, and we have problems getting the show together in time. It requires a fair bit of effort on everyone's part. There's a huge crew that we have to call in, and they don't work for free. So we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping next week we're going to be doing number 31, but you never know. Life is full of surprises. Anyway, goodbye.